Today is the 26th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Oh, can we just relish in this weather? I'm trying to see where my tan lines are at, but I don't currently have any yet because I was stuck indoors all day. But I can almost guarantee you that over the next week, I'm going to purposefully sit outside in the sun just so that I can soak up some vitamin D. But isn't it just strange how the sun is out and it just makes everybody happy? Isn't that just amazing? Isn't it just amazing? Anyway, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Leviticus 19:18, and it says this: Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Father of light, love, and mercy, please remove from our hearts any cynicism or delight in seeing others around us fail. Instead, Lord, help us to be a rescuer rather than a neglecter. We want your grace to be seen in all of our relationships and friendships. This we pray in Jesus' name. And so if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, once again, welcome to the family. Welcome to a family of worshipers. And so our main focus here is to use this tool to worship God in spirit and in truth. And it's just really to aid you in order to reconnect you back to God through your worship. And so if you know that you serve a mighty God, and if you know you serve an awesome God, wherever you are right now, whatever you are doing, I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to worship him. I want you to honor him. I want you to reverence Makatarabasekete. I want you to reverence him because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Makatarabasindebushakata. He is the I am that I am. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mandarabasekete rebushakata. Ikete rebushanda rabasekete. Rebu. Wherever you are, whatever time of day you are listening to this, will you begin to lift up your voice and worship him? Lift up your voice and worship him. Lift up your voice and worship him. Let there be an aroma of worship surrounding you right now. For the next 10 to 12 minutes, just begin to lift up your voice and worship your King. Psalm 41 verse 3 says, The Lord will sustain him upon his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to health. Your love never fails, it never gives up on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love, yeah, yeah. Your love never fails, it never gives up on me. Your love never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love, your love, yeah. So I don't know what it is that you're suffering from, or I don't know what it is that you need healing from God for, but I just want you to go before your maker, go before your creator, go before God,
go before our God. There is none like him. So go before him right now and just begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. His love never fails, and his love will never, ever, ever give up on you. Psalm 34 verse 20 says, "For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken." I decree and I declare that the Lord will protect your bones because you are righteous. And not one of your bones will be broken. Oh, to say, lift your voice with me and say, oh, 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 oh. If you are dealing with a broken heart, if you are dealing with a broken soul, please hold on to Psalm 6 verse 2, where it says, "For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken." God will mend you. God will put you back together. We serve an all-knowing, all-seeing God. Second Chronicles 7 verse 14 says, "If my people who are called by my name would just humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Before him, seek him and pray and turn from your wicked ways. He said, "Then I will heal from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." When we turn from our wicked ways, when we humble ourselves before him. So just use this time in worship to humble yourself. Thank you. I'm silent because I want you to connect to God right now. I'm silent because I want us to meditate on 2 Chronicles 7:14. I want you to seek Him. And I want you to pray. And I want you to ask Him to turn you from the wicked ways.
We will worship and sing. And with our hands lifted high, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted high to the sky, and the world wonders why. We'll just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, we'll just tell them we're with our hands lifted high, we will worship and sing. And with our hands lifted high, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted high to the sky, and the world wonders why. We'll just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, we'll just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, God, yeah.
Psalm 6 verse 2 says, have compassion on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. For my bones are in agony. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Wherever you are listening to this right now, the Lord will have compassion on you. The Lord will make you strong. The Lord will heal you. And you will no longer be in agony. But as you worship God today, as you worship Him today, as you focus your mind and your heart on Him and Him alone, His compassion on you is so strong. The strength He's about to give you is beyond your wildest dreams. And you will be completely healed from head to toe. With our hands lifted high to the sky, and the world wonders why. We'll just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, we'll just tell them we're loving our King.
And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare a legacy of faith over my life. I declare that I will store up blessings for future generations. My life is marked by excellence and integrity because I am making right choices and taking steps of faith. Others will want to follow me. God's abundance is surrounding my life today. This is my declaration.
Our prayer is, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings, your sufficient grace, and the way that you have directed our path.
faithfully sheltered when we strayed from your will and gracefully corrected us when we was astray. Father, we pray that your grace and mercy would continue to abound in our lives and that we have a fruitful year where the Lord Jesus Christ increasingly becomes the focus of our life, the desire of our heart, and the only one in whom we rest our hope. Father, forgive us for the times when we have stepped outside of your will, but ask that you would continue to work in our lives and finish all that you have started in us, just as you have promised. Father, we pray that for the rest of the 6 months, Father, we may be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which your Holy Spirit has promised to carry out in us, so that we may daily be transformed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus and live a life of abundance. Fruitfulness to your praise and glory. This we pray in your precious name. Amen. And so we are on all the social media websites, A Heart of Worship. If you want to follow me personally, I am on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May Music. And so a few things that are happening or coming up within the Heart of Worship family is our Heart of Declarations that starts on Monday. Very much looking forward to that. So that will be on Instagram and Facebook Live, 6 o'clock a.m. GMT time. Also, if you want to receive the recordings of the declarations, please send me your email address. Or in fact, I'm going to put something out where you can fill in your email address so that I can send them to you and you can have those for keeps. We also have a Heart of a Mother worship morning or worship brunch, shall I say, and that's taking place on the 4th of August, and details for that will be going out on the 2nd of July. Tickets for that will be £5. I'm very much looking forward to worshiping with all of the mothers here on Heart of Worship. I believe that is all the announcements for now. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.